Welcome to Living the Good Life, a broadcast of Beacon of Hope Ministries, Dunedin, Florida, and around the globe. Join us today as we talk about real life, real truth, real purpose, and how to be living the good life. To begin our talk, here is Pastor Marcia McAllister.
Welcome, everybody. This is a great day, a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Dunedin, Florida. We're excited that you have joined us. We're going to have a great show today. It's going to be fun. In the studio with me is Madeline Ercolano, but we
you
call
didn't
her,
say it with that same flair.
I don't say, okay, let me do it, say it the right way. Madeline Ercolano.
There we go.
And our dear brother, Nathan Burton. How are you, Nathan?
I am wonderful.
You're excited about this show
today, aren't you? Oh,
because
yes,
the topic is music.
Yes.
We're excited today because we're going to talk about all the wonderful aspects of music, what music does in our lives, and why there is such a thing as music. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. We have just come from a nice lunch where we had leftovers from a big party we had last night. Our dear Jeannie Brewer turned 75. It was her birthday today. She's in the studio with us today. She's on our board of directors and we love her. And Mama Carmen in our church turned 86. So we had an exciting time last night. And I turned 15 years younger than I was a few days before. So we had quite a night of fun. It's just a great time. So today we have been excited about what we're going to talk about today and what this show is all about. And the title of the show is How Does Music Impact Your Life? Or does it? Mm-hmm. Does music impact your life in any way? I would think that it does, but you never know. Everybody's different. This is going to be a great show, and it's going to be a time of real hope and a time of encouraging you in the things of our Lord. So let's get right at it. We're glad you've joined us on Living the Good Life. Praise God.
Beacon of Hope is a place designed with you in mind. That means we don't expect you to look or act a certain way. We want you to feel comfortable and infected each week through great music, authentic community, and relevant teaching. Sunday morning dress is casual and the coffee is always hot. Beacon of Hope welcomes all people, all origins, backgrounds, lifestyles, and circumstances. You'll meet people just like you. Beacon of Hope is located at 1812 Main Street, Dunedin, Florida. Check us out on the web at www.beaconofhopeministries.com. Come and experience with us at Compass Wednesday evenings at 7 and every Sunday morning, now beginning at 11. Find the true direction and meaning you've been looking for in your life.
Praise God, you're listening to Living the Good Life, and we come to you every Sunday at this time at 4:30, from 4:30 to 6 on this station. You can also find us on the web at www.tantalk1340.com. That goes around the world. We're excited about that. In the studio with me today are Nathan and Madeline, and they are part of our praise band at Beacon of Hope. And just a few hours ago, we were in the sanctuary, and we were worshiping God. Do you guys remember all that? Did you have a good time?
good day.
We're going to talk today about that a little later. But first, we want to talk about music. What does music do, and how can it change your life? Do you have any thoughts on that, Madeline? I mean, has music ever changed your life, or have you been one of these people that was never much involved with music? Did you grow up singing songs and hearing music?
Music was something that grabbed me early on.
Records, right?
Those I was plastic an avid records. Collector of 45s and 33s.
Okay.
And I had my little Victrola that I would put the records on. And And I was lucky that I was able to be exposed to it and have access to it, because I remember back then saving my allowance and going to the record store and finding those things that touched me. And for me, it was things I heard on the AM radio. Am I dating myself, huh?
Hey, we're on AM radio today. Nothing wrong with AM radio, right?
And well, that's all I could think. Wasn't that all there was?
Yes,
I guess,
probably.
When I was a kid.
Yeah, Madeline's pushing 70.
Oh, don't you dare.
I'm sorry. No, okay, she's not.
43 and not ashamed.
All right, okay.
And so it had a huge impact on me. I mean, I looked to music to give me answers, to be my friend. I felt like I knew the people who were singing to me, you know, because they understood, you know, or they were helping me understand things that were going on in my life. Mm-hmm. And I looked to it when I was happy and sad and all things in between. And I just loved it. It was everything
for me.
Did
you learn the words?
I knew all the words. And I actually used to, a fun thing I used to like to do was write the words.
Okay.
And I would write them in my, like, I'd try real hard and neat handwriting. If I didn't get it right, I'd tear out the page and I'd start over. And I'd put them up. I had a little, in my bedroom, I had a little closet that I used to put things up in pictures. It was a huge, huge walk-in closet, and that was my like extra special hiding place. And I'd put them up on the wall, and I'd
go in there. So the words to music were so special to you.
Very, very special.
And Madeline is our drummer at Beacon of Hope, and she is an excellent drummer, and she comes from a background of being a rock drummer. And so she's very good, as you can imagine. And so I imagine the beat to these songs appealed to you at a young age, since you became a drummer.
Probably. I think more so as I got older. It was, you know, for as a kid, it was lyrics. And as I got older and now, I hear, when I listen to songs for the first time, I hear the instrumentation first.
Okay.
And I couldn't tell you what the song was about until someone might bring it to my attention. Then I hear the words. So I completely flipped from when I was younger.
Oh, how interesting. But it had a tremendous impact on your life. Nathan, of course, many of you have heard some of his music on the air, and you're going to hear one of his songs today. We're excited about the number of songs that God has given our brother Nathan through the years at Beacon of Hope. He's very talented, very inspired man of God. But has music changed your life at all, Nathan?
Oh, not at all, Pastor.
Not at all, okay.
Of course. Oh, dear.
It is your life, isn't it?
It is my life.
Yes.
It really, truly is, because it just kind of defined.
Yeah.